Thousands more U.S. troops are heading to the Middle East, according to U.S. officials. We've reached the halfway point of the ceasefire in the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran, and the Trump administration wants to dial up the pressure on Tehran. On Monday, the U.S. began a naval blockade to try to get Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. Iran responded with threats to block all imports and exports from the Persian Gulf, Oman, and the Red Sea. Dan LaMoth covers the U.S. military and the Pentagon for the Washington Post, and he joins us with the latest. Welcome back, Dan.
Sure, thank you.
So tell us more about the number and kinds of U.S. forces that the Pentagon is sending to the Middle East.
Sure. I think most importantly, we will have a third aircraft carrier group, which includes both the carrier, but also a number of destroyers traveling with it. Even at the height of operations in the last month or so, there was only two. So they're moving to a spot where they haven't been in some years with three carriers in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. And what?
In addition to that, you've got a Marine Corps unit that's also moving in, which would give them the ability to notionally do more boardings. And if the Trump administration decides to go there, actually put Marines on the ground.
Mm. So right now, their primary objective is to do boarding vessels. Is that what they'll be doing?
It's at least an option. We didn't see any boardings in the first day of the blockade yesterday. But typically, that is a way that a blockade is enforced, is you would actually put either Navy SEALs or Marines or potentially even a Coast Guard boarding team on these vessels. You can do that with the permission of the other captain, or you can do it by force if you decide it's necessary.